Big changes may be underway for the National Security Personnel System. This is DOD's pay-for-performance system. The Defense Business Board stopped short of eliminating pay-for-performance, but it feels a lot of changes need to be made if the program is to move forward. The American Federation of Government Employees has released a statement denouncing the board decision, and joining us is Brian DeWingert. He is the chief of staff for AFGE to explain why they are opposed to the National Security Personnel System, and we're very glad to have him with us. Mr. DeWingert, thanks. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Good. I sometimes don't always get that right, so I'm glad I got that right at least. So talk to us a little bit. We heard, and this board is saying that we don't want to change it, but it needs more than tweaks, but they're saying not to dump it. What's AFGE's take on this?
Well, you know, we are completely frustrated and flabbergasted by the report and its findings and recommendation. Let me start by saying, you know, that the employees that we generally represent in Department of Defense that are in our collective bargaining units are going to be continue to be excluded under the recommendations. But we don't believe it should end there for us. This for us is about good government, and the system of NSPS is an experiment that has been bad from the beginning. It's badly flawed in its principles, and it's badly flawed in its execution. And so we believe the report should have brought back a recommendation to terminate NSPS. And the strange thing, quite frankly, about the report is that the task group basically found that the NSPS is a flawed system, extremely flawed system. Payout system doesn't work, its pay pool system doesn't work, its pay banding system doesn't work. And they went on to say that this could not simply be fixed, that they were going to recommend that DOD, they use the term reconstruct, which they explained to mean start from scratch all over again and design something different. And so they basically found that the system was fatally flawed and cannot work. But then they turn around and do two things. One, they say, instead of terminating it, which we think if it's fatally flawed, you have to terminate it. But instead of terminating it, they say, no, we're going to keep the employees, hundreds of thousands of employees who are already under the system in this fatally flawed system, people who are losing money because of it. No, we're going to let them continue to suffer under the system while we go back to the creators of this failed system and ask them to rework a new system and come up with a better experiment. We think that's just totally wrong. It's bad for the employees. It's bad for DOD. It's bad for DOD's organizational performance. It's just going to continue the controversy and unrest that exists in the workforce. The workforce is tremendously upset about NSPS, and it's been a huge waste of money and will continue to be a huge waste of money at a time when there are scarce resources, and DOD is elsewhere throughout the government.
There are a lot of people out there, and particularly people outside the Beltway, who hear, how can it, being against pay for performance almost sounds like you're against apple pie. How do you, and I know that's not your position, justify how the unions say, no pay for performance?
Well, pay for performance is, as you say, it sounds like apple pie, and to some degree. It's one of those bumper sticker slogans that, can stretch from one end of the spectrum to the other. And quite frankly, it is a tremendously difficult, complex, usually non-transparent kind of system that is full of subjectivity. Employees get treated on the basis of favoritism rather than objective results. And so you create this nightmare scenario under the guise of a bumper sticker. You invest huge resources in it. And why do you do this? And when the task group actually asked at its earlier hearing, the head of the NSPS asked if there was any study to determine whether or not the system would improve organizational performance, because in the end, that's really what you're looking for. You're looking to improve the organizational performance for the investments you're making in this system. And the head of the NSPS said, no, we're that's not our goal. And so you have to scratch your head and say, why are you wasting money and investing it in something if the end result is not to improve the organizational performance? And so we see these kinds of pay-for-performance systems, while they label them pay-for-performance because it's a good bumper sticker ring, they have been designed basically to suppress the wages in the future, and also as a result of suppressing those wages in the future, they also suppress the future retirement and annuities of these employees.
I've heard from some union folks almost a little frustration with the Obama administration that they're pushing forward on this because this was started under the Bush administration. And I think there was a little bit of almost anticipation that once the Obama administration came in, that they would just end this and move on. Is that true at all?
Well, we're certainly frustrated by the report, and you know, so I think, you know, as I said, we can't make sense out of this report. We think NSPS has been a bad system, it's fatally flawed and needs to be terminated, and we are going to continue to make that case. We're going to continue to make the case to the Obama administration, both in DOD and elsewhere at the White House if necessary, as well as in Congress. This is a recommendation at this point by a task group back to the Obama administration, particularly back to DOD and OPM. So really the decision makers haven't quite weighed in yet, so to speak. So, but we're going to continue to press our case.
And your overall recommendation would be that it's time to move on, that this has improved. It hasn't proven to be worthwhile.
Not only has it proven not to be worthwhile, it's proven essentially, you can just see it in the comments from thousands of people, that it's a negative. It's having a negative impact on the employees. It's having a negative impact, we believe, on the organizational performance. So it is absolutely time to put a nail in the coffin of NSPS, so to speak, and move forward. And we've talked to the administration representatives about our willingness to sit down with them and have a real good discussion and dialogue about how the current system can be improved. We have some ideas about that, and we think that it can be, but you know, we want to sit down and talk about it. We think that's a much better approach than trying to resuscitate this flawed system. And the crazy thing about it, of course, is they're asking the same people that created this failed system to come up with a new one. So you're going to get the same result because the people who designed it had a design in mind, and they're going to come back with something very, very similar, if they come back with anything at all, and just instead just don't continue to go with the same system they've got.